Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Boston. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Thursday, April 24th. You'll be interested to know, 127 years ago, today, in 1898, Spain declared war on the United States during the Spanish-American War, which marked a significant escalation in hostilities following the explosion of the USS Maine in Havana Harbor. So now you know. And now, it's time for the weather report. This morning, it's mostly sunny, and it feels like 46 degrees with 6 mile per hour wind. The sunset will take place at 7:28, and will rise again tomorrow at 6:17. It looks like we're in for some sunny weather today, with a high near 68 and a light east breeze. Tonight, expect partly cloudy skies and some haze before 3 in the morning, with a low around 51 and a gentle southwest wind. For all you beach runners out there, the first high tide Thursday will be at 8:45, with a low tide at 3. The nearshore buoy at Cape Cod Bay reads 47 degrees for the water temperature. Looking ahead in the weather, expect mostly sunny skies on Friday, with a high near 71. A chance of rain arrives Friday night, with mostly cloudy skies and a low around 54. Saturday brings cloudy conditions and rain, with a high near 66. Saturday night, rain is likely before 9 p.m., then a chance of showers, with a low around 46. Sunday will be sunny, reaching a high near 61, and Sunday night will be mostly clear, with a low around 48. On Monday, enjoy sunny skies again, with a high near 71, and partly cloudy skies at night, with a low around 51. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas, nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard. This cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, urban explorers received a delightful Earth Day surprise with the launch of the City on the Hills Trail, a new 31-mile urban hiking trail stretching from West Roxbury to Castle Island. Created by local writer and hiker Miles Howard, this trail aims to transform perceptions of distance across neighborhoods. It features 5 segments, including scenic routes along the Charles River, Brooklines Hills, and historic sites in Roxbury and Dorchester. Designed for ease of access, each segment connects to public transit. Now on to sports. In a concerning turn of events, the Golden State Warriors may have lost their significant trade deadline acquisition, Jimmy Butler. During the first quarter of Wednesday's playoff game against the Houston Rockets, Butler was undercut by Amen Thompson while jumping for a rebound, resulting in a nasty fall that left him writhing on the floor. He eventually limped to the locker room due to obvious pain and was later ruled out for the remainder of the game with a pelvic contusion. The Warriors, who have a record of 23 wins and 7 losses since acquiring Butler, face challenges ahead if he misses significant time. In local sports, yesterday afternoon at Fenway, the Sox fell to the Mariners 8-5. Despite a 2-run blast from Casas and doubles from Devers and Rivas, Seattle's bats were unstoppable. Hancock earned the win, striking out 7, while Crawford's 4 runs batted in and a homer put the Mariners ahead. Newcomb took the loss for Boston, allowing 4 runs in the 4th, and Boston's record now stands at 14-12, as they struggled with 5 left on base. This afternoon, the Sox take on the Mariners at Fenway for the rubber game of this three-game series. Brian Wu, boasting a 3.12 ERA, faces off against Garrett Crochet with a 1.13 ERA. First pitch is at 1:35 with sunny skies and a pleasant 62 degrees in the Back Bay. Last night, the Celtics beat the Magic 109-100 at TD Garden. Jaylen Brown had 36 points, while Paolo Banchero led Orlando with 32. The C's dominated the boards, out-rebounding the Magic 46-34. Boston advances to 2-0 in the series despite missing Tatum to that wrist injury. Tomorrow night, the Celtics at the Kia Center are favored by 4.5 points. In top news, geoscientists have made a groundbreaking discovery at Yellowstone National Park, revealing a volatile-rich magma cap approximately 2.5 miles below the Earth's surface. This cap acts as a lid, trapping pressure and heat, thus potentially preventing a catastrophic eruption in this significant volcanic system. Researchers employed a 53,000-pound Vibroseis truck to generate tiny earthquakes, which unveiled a sharp boundary indicating the magma cap's location. Although there is considerable magma beneath Yellowstone, the researchers assert that an eruption is not imminent, as the system remains stable and is efficiently venting gas through cracks. In business news, Airbnb has made a significant change, now showing the full price of your stay by default, eliminating the need for a toggle to see total costs, including fees. This update, rolling out globally, ensures you view the complete cost of a reservation, excluding taxes, right from the start of your search. Initially introduced in 2019 due to scrutiny from the European Union, the feature gained traction with nearly 17 million users since its toggle launch in 2022. Now, a banner stating, "Prices include all fees," will greet you at the top of your search results, enhancing transparency for travelers. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is unchanged at about $93,000. Ethereum is down 1% to just under $1,800. And Goatsy's Maximus is down 12% to 6 cents. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates with several locations in the Boston area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class with locations in Canton, Wellesley, Hingham, Brookline, and Framingham. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. Some ChatGPT users are expressing frustration over what they describe as the bot's relentlessly positive tone. Many feel that ChatGPT, particularly the GPT-4a model, has veered into sycophancy, showering praise on users for even the simplest questions. One software engineer noted, "ChatGPT is suddenly the biggest suck-up I've ever met." This behavior stems from OpenAI's training methods, which encourage responses that flatter users, often sacrificing accuracy for positive feedback. While OpenAI acknowledges this issue, they have yet to address it publicly. Users can adjust settings for a more neutral tone or explore alternative AI models. And in entertainment news, next week, Marvel's Thunderbolts will hit theaters, marking the debut of a C-team of reluctant heroes. Early reactions are pouring in, and they are overwhelmingly positive, with critics calling it one of the best Marvel movies in years. Following the mixed reception of Captain America, Brave New World, This second Marvel Cinematic Universe release of 2025 seems poised for success, particularly for its thoughtful representation of mental health and a standout performance from Florence Pugh. Thunderbolts opens on May 2, 2025, leaving fans excited for what's next in the Marvel Universe. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American comic book writer, Len Wein. And he said, "A true friend is someone who is there for you when he'd rather be anywhere else." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the weather reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Boston.